You're listening to Katie and Kay. Support for Geek Speak for Katie and Kay comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Secure, informed, and connected, 970-948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going good.
Good.
Another beautiful Monday up here.
It is. And all kinds of tech news in the news today, boy.
Yeah, busy day on the news.
Yeah. So one of the items I just came across, I have always wanted one of these. Check this out. It's a drone for your phone.
A drone phone?
Wait. Yes. Check it out.
Excellent.
You attach it to your phone.
And never see it again.
And it turns your... So it's like a cell phone holder that
floats.
Has a propeller on it. That's amazing. Oh, and see that?
Oh, fall detection.
If you fall, it keeps the phone from hitting the ground.
Oh, if your bag's stolen, it takes pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep, theft guard. This is good.
That's serious.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we're talking about a bunch of really fun new tech toys coming out today. If you want to give us a call, 970-963-2976. And let us know of new tech toy discoveries you've come up with today.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, you had an item or two you wanted to talk about, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, the parrotsecurity.org got hacked. So, they've been taken over by someone unknown.
Parrot Security?
Yes, they're a Kali Linux competitor.
Okay.
So, their website has been, the people that promote hacking have been hacked.
Okay.
So.
Got it. It
doesn't affect very many people, but
okay.
Still.
Got it.
It seems like some hackers would be better at securing their own equipment.
Well, you know, I think there's a certain assumption that we're hackers, don't even try it, right?
Right. You know? Yeah, you don't need to, don't test us.
Don't, yeah, don't make us come after you. Right?
Yes, because if you hack us, we'll come after you. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's something else.
Yeah. Or NVIDIA bought Xbox from Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Although I haven't seen a figure yet. So, but it mm-hmm. looks like NVIDIA's after Xbox, so they can compete with the PlayStation 6.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a confession to make. I was on the dreaded social media app,
Truth Social,
known as with the initials FB, and little thing popped up on there and said that one of my favorite keyboard companies, Nord, has a huge glut of their newest Nord Electro 6 keyboard, and that they're having a big giveaway, and it looks totally legitimate. It was branded with Sweetwater, which is one of my favorite music distributors to buy stuff from. And it basically said that, you know, click here, and it's like a little virtual casino thing where it rolls the dice, and you see if you won or not. And what do you know? I won. And all I had to do to claim my brand new Nord Electro 6 keyboard, a $5,000 value, by the way, was send them $9.99 for shipping. So... I gave him my Venmo card, debit card number.
And your Venmo's now empty?
And everything was fine for about 5 days until I received another Venmo charge on that, or another charge on that card for $179. And so it's all going to get worked out. I've reported the fraud and everything because it's a MasterCard, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's no different than any other credit card fraud. And the person that did something wrong. And, you know, so I'll get my money back and everything. But just, you know, I'm just letting people know that Louie the Computer Guy is human, too. And because you know, I help people out of these messes all the time, as I'm sure you do.
Often than I want to.
And it's
absolutely.
Just good to say that, you know what? Sometimes we all have our moments of weakness, you know. And I'm still waiting for that keyboard to show up.
I still let him have the $9.99.
Yeah, yeah. I have not gone after the $9.99 at this point. I'm willing to let it go because I probably deserve it, you know, in all fairness. But now I got to wait for a new debit card to come in the mail and all that stuff. And I got to say, I mean, I was all worried about doing something about it as quickly as I could. And I was like trying to get a hold of their fraud, you know, department. And the fraud department's all laid back. And they're like, yeah, give us a call back on Monday. We're not working. We don't work on weekends. And actually, I take it back. It was 8 to 6 Eastern time was the hours that you have to call. So, and I was outside that. So
you're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 970-963-2976.
Call us with your tech questions.
Yes.
If you've got something broken. If you've heard any, oh, look at there. We got a light.
All right.
Yeah.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, it's Craig.
Craig.
Question, gentlemen.
I'm in the doghouse with you, man.
No, you're not. I just thought you're very busy, and I would just wait and just bring this up. It might not be a big thing, but I missed your conversation. I didn't grok what you were saying. I was not a perfect witness, and thus, what was your conversation last time you were on about A Stranger in a Strange Land?
Matt?
Which one was that?
The term grok.
Oh, are you talking about the grok AI from...
I don't know. I was a customer called in to me, and I couldn't listen to your conversation.
All right. Yes. So I think we were talking about... it's coming back to me. I think... there's been kind of a movement in the, quote, AI area, and Facebook, XAI, which is Elon Musk's, and then what was the other one? I'm trying to think of the other one. DBRX, I can't remember the parent company, have all open sourced their AI tools. They call them large language models. So basically you need a big giant computer, a whole bunch of data, and you put all those things in, run it through the large language model, and then it actually builds all that hardware and that information builds it into a model that you can actually run on, you know, on reasonable hardware. And so
it really had nothing to do with either one of you being a fan of the book Stranger in a Strange Land.
I am a fan. It's been a while since I've read it, and thank you for invoking the name of Michael Valentine.
Michael Valentine Smith.
Sorry. But
so that was it.
You took me back.
That piqued my interest, but it wasn't an esoteric conversation about that.
I mean, you could also do Starship Troopers, Stranger in a Strange Land, and The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Yeah.
Those are my three favorites from that particular author.
Oh, yes. Nice. Of course, nice. Yes, right.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
that's it. That's all that was. So I'm still obviously a fan. Louis, you're not in trouble.
Okay.
Except for rolling the dice, man.
All right.
Well, you were not a perfect witness. You did not see what was in front of you. Based on your experience.
And I'm not changing.
Talk to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Take care.
See you. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Craig and Rifle rattling our cage about the term grok.
Grok.
Yeah. Grok meaning to fully understand or fully...
To fully and deeply understand.
Deeply embrace a concept. And it does. Comes from Robert Heinlein's book, Stranger in a Strange Land, which was way ahead of its time. Probably, the late 60s book? Something like that.
I have the unabridged version of the house.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Do you like... I don't know. How thick is that?
It's like 700 or 800 pages.
Hmm. Wow.
I'll have to look.
That's crazy.
But it's a pretty thick book, and it rambles on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's something else. You have any other stories, sir?
Walt Disney World announces acquisition of Vail Resorts Incorporated.
Well, I saw that coming a million miles away.
Yep. Yeah. You've got to expand their media and entertainment empire.
So I understand that all the lift ops are going to have to wear mouse ears. Is that the deal?
I think that's the deal, yeah.
Okay. I think they should make the ski patrolmen wear them as well. So
or capes.
Yeah. But you see, the thing is with the mouse ear, you can integrate that into a lot of different, I mean, that talk about a Wi-Fi antenna. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, every
I mean, addition ten. I mean,
every
ski
patrolman could be a Wi-Fi hotspot. So you got to make sure they're omnidirectional. So you know, as you make turns, your internet speed doesn't go up and down as you're.
Yeah, you got to make sure along. You have good internet connectivity.
Yeah. Well, you heard it first here, ladies and gentlemen. And if they haven't implemented that amongst the staff at Disneyland and Disney World, I'm immediately after we get off the air going to go on and patent that.
Yes.
It's going to be the mouse ear Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yes, absolutely.
So, well, you know, they got the technology down really small.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's on a chip, fits on a chip. And so,
uh-huh.
So yeah, it shouldn't be much to do that.
Exactly.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK 970-963-2976.
Yeah. So one of the stories that I brought to the table today, there's a website. Those of you who are listening who want to check this technology out, it's actually pretty groundbreaking. It's called Google TISP. And I created a shortened link. You can go to bit.ly/Google TISP, no spaces, all lowercase. And that'll get you to an informational site about it. And then there's a big blue button that says Get Started with Google TISP that will allow you to get a more detailed, more granular view of just exactly what this service is. And the thing that's, you know, I've wondered why they haven't done this for a long time, because if you think about it, the one infrastructure piece that every American household, well, not every,
no.
but an overwhelming
in
majority,
cities, yes.
overwhelming majority of American households have is a connection to the municipal sewer system. And, you know, any of you who have like sat in traffic waiting for these big, you know, trucks to pull these big orange conduits so they can put fiber optic cable in. Google has basically found a way. They said, you know, these pipes are already buried. Why are we going and excavating so we can put in these big conduits and these pieces of fiber and everything? We've already got infrastructure underground. And so this is a genius idea. You order the kit. And I guess the way it works is you go ahead and put the... You put the device in your toilet and then, let's see, you grasp both ends of the spindle. So there's a long piece of fiber connected, like wrapped on a spindle, and, you grasp both ends of the spindle while a friend or loved one flushes, and it activates what they are calling the patented G flush system. And this sends the weighted cable surfing through the plumbing to one of the thousands of TISP access nodes. And once the G-flush is complete, the spindle should largely have unraveled, exposing a connector at the remaining end. You detach the cable from the spindle and taking care not to allow the cable to slip into the toilet, and you plug the fiber optic cable into your TISP wireless router, which has a specifically designed counterweight to withstand the centripetal force of flushing. So, once again, the URL to learn more about this technology, and I haven't dove in and to see if whether they've actually deployed this in our area or not, but it's such brilliant technology. I can't help but think that it's going to eventually, make it here. And, you know, I don't know about, well, you've got fiber at your house, right?
Yes, I do.
You make me jealous.
I have to upgrade my internal network to get their fastest speed.
Okay.
That's where I'm angry with it. I can't take full advantage of the internet that's available at my house because my internal network is too slow.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, once again, the short link to learn more about, TISP is, bit.ly/Google TISP. Google TISP. No spaces, all lowercase. And so, yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, a few years ago, I think we've talked about it on the show a time or two. Do you have Flight Radar 24? Are you familiar with that app?
I'm familiar. I don't have it right now. No. Okay,
got it. Flight Radar 24 is actually a really great little app you can get for your smartphone. That all you basically open it up and it kind of takes and it puts a real time display. Actually, it's delayed by I think 10 or 15 minutes for security reasons, but it puts superimposes all of the active air travel, air flights that are up in the air. Over a Google Earth background, and allows you to, you know, when you see an airplane up in the sky, you can basically find out where it's going. And let's see, the other thing that's really cool about it is it has this live view, and that allows you using Google Earth images and Google Street View, if you want to see what it looks like to take off from San Francisco Airport. For instance, San Francisco International, you can switch to live view, I think it's called, and it'll show you what it looks like out the window of that airplane. So, got another call coming in.
You're on with Geeks.
Hey, Geeks, it's Donna. How are you?
We're good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Except as soon as I left my building, my audio went out, so I can't hear you guys over cellular, apparently.
Huh. But you can hear us talking to you right now, right?
Yes, because I called.
Oh,
God. I can't hear on the Safari, you know, on my iPhone. I have two phones, and I can't get either of them to play. So I can't exactly go to settings. But I did look at Safari settings. I looked at the regular settings in my iPhone, and it doesn't look like there's a problem. I looked at my settings in my car. I don't know.
I think somebody's playing an April Fool's joke on you.
Well, this happened last week, too, or 2 weeks ago, too. And I thought something was maybe wrong with the website because I couldn't get it on either phone. But today, I was at work, and I was connected to the Wi-Fi at work.
Uh-huh.
So I was listening to you talk about your Venmo thing.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as I started driving, it dropped, and I couldn't get either one to play.
Oh.
Any suggestions, Geeks? Because I've tried everything I know, you know, while I'm driving.
I would have to be boots on the ground to actually really see.
I would say delete your phone from the car and delete the car from your phone. Just start over.
Yeah. I tried that with my personal phone. I deleted it from my car. So I'll try that again.
Well, I think it's safe to say, I don't know about it in your world, but the litany of quirkiness with phones and cars talking to each other, and then human beings trying to talk through cars, through phones to other people is still, I don't know if it's ready for prime time. Not like this other technology that we're talking about, the Google TISP. So,
well, it's kind of like I want to try and turn off Bluetooth and then plug it in manually and see if that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that, but I just can't do it while I'm driving. But did you guys chat about the TISP?
Yeah, we were just digging into it when you called. And, So, I mean, is that genius or what? I mean,
it's great.
To be able to like, use existing infrastructure to get fiber to the overwhelming majority of people, that's that just... It blows me away. I mean, and as a guy who doesn't have fiber at this point at my house.
Oh, gosh.
I think one of the possible downfalls or, you know, that, you know, what side effects of it would be that you get a crappy signal. So.
Did you just make that up?
I did, yes. And I used the made for radio version of that because there's another version that we used in the ready room before the show.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
Had you ever heard of the Google Loon project?
Is that the balloon?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, yeah. I was at Google I.O. when they talked about that.
Cool. Because I didn't realize it, because, you know, they've scrapped that project, right? You know?
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, I see very little recognition of the fact, because to me, I think that that is the playbook that Elon Musk did his, you know, Starlink, you know, it's not, I mean, it's quite a bit higher orbit than the balloons, but it's still going, because, you know, the Starlink satellites, I think, are what, 1/8 as high as HughesNet? Is that right, Matt? Something like that?
Like, well, I think they're like, what, 450 miles, 350 miles, something like that? And the HughesNet is 22,000.
Uh-huh.
So maybe okay. 20.
I'm Googling it.
Like 40 times closer, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take.
So let's see. Height of Starlink.
Yeah, what's the operational altitude of Starlink versus?
342 miles.
342, okay.
So, I mean, that's 1/70th.
Of 22,000, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's why it's so different.
One, you have thousands of them instead of a small constellation
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, yeah, that is. Well, that's a pretty humbling map when you go and pull up all their satellites.
Do they ever get their laser beams working?
I don't know.
Do they send up the sharks with the laser beams?
The scary lasers?
Yes. They need sharks deserve a warm meal too.
Definitely.
You guys, yeah, but yeah. That Google Loon thing though, it was a little, when I remember at Google I/O, by the way, their lectures at Google I/O were like 20 minutes, not very long. And you go in and you sit on a beanbag chair, or you can go in the main area and go on these big, not swing sets, but what do you call it? The teeter totters. It was very odd. But they had the Google Loon, and it was, yeah. I thought it was fast. I thought the whole Google I/O experience was fascinating, but anyway. Yeah,
so I
wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize this, but the Google Loon, Google Loon was actually used in the event of some sort of a natural disaster. I want to say in Puerto Rico. I closed that tab, darn it. And we're not yanking your leg, people. This is a true story. They actually provided internet in a pinch to, I think it was Puerto Rico, in the event of a natural disaster a number of years ago. So it actually had an efficacious life at one point. But I guess trying to, you know, keep those balloons on track was a little more than they were up for.
Yeah.
You know?
They give those Google folks like 20% of their time to come up with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And try and implement them. So
yep.
Somebody came up with that idea, but natural disaster wasn't a hurricane when they were flying around.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was post-natural disaster.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. It was disaster recovery. So did you catch the idea that I had about making the, because, you know, there is a news story, a tech news story today that Disney has purchased Vail Resorts.
That's what it says on Unofficial Networks.
Yeah.
An actual article or a April Fool's article?
We are not at liberty to discuss this. Because
don't take me too seriously.
Because Matt and I are not stock market geeks, and you know, we don't want to get into that, you know, all that. But my idea was that, like, all the lifties and all the patrolmen can wear mouse ears, and then I came up with the idea that you basically make a Wi-Fi hotspot that uses mouse ears, like what looked like mouse ears, as the antennae for them.
There you go.
So every ski patrolman is a Wi-Fi hotspot, you know.
Oh, there you go.
There's coverage, baby. You know, I mean.
Do you call it a net or whatever network of, you know,
let's see,
mesh network.
I call it MouseFi.
MoFi. We'll work out the acronym later.
Yeah, yeah.
MoFi. Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's you could say, you know, it's this new signal or this new product's pretty convenient, but my signal keeps dropping. So it's like mouse droppings, right? So.
Gosh. So. Oh, this anyway. Is too much. All right. Well. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
And, okay, I'll talk to you soon.
We'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I have a little bit more time. 970-963-2976.
Yeah, like 10 seconds.
10 seconds? 12, like 30, like yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, there is one other thing that I need to say about the Google TISP project, and that is April Fools. How's that for timing?
Absolutely.
So don't try to put your router down your toilet.
Unless you're in Europe where they are actually deploying fiber that way.
They are. They're getting crappy signal. Crappy signal every day.
Yes.
In Europe.
Happy April Fools, everyone. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Thanks so much, Matt.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in 14 days, right?
Yeah.
So April 15th. Tax day.
Tax day.
Woohoo.